Welcome to topic 10. This last section of the workshop discusses characteristics of coaching decline, or those behaviors that indicate a degradation of coaching effort and effectiveness. Although this is a negative presentation, one has to be aware of what needs to be avoided to be an effective coach. The characteristics which are described here are purely my own classifications. The first characteristic is the aura complex. This is often seen in coaches who believe their mere presence is a necessary and sufficient condition for performance excellence to occur in the athletes in their environment. Often this follows a string of successes and results in coaching complacency. There tends to be a concentration in the coach's thinking of themselves rather than the athletes. Essentially, this complex means that the coach believes that purely being in their presence is sufficient for an athlete to improve. The second characteristic is self-advertising, or Muhammad Aliism. This is often demonstrated where the theme of public presentations is along this line. This coach is the single most important reason for the athlete's winning performance. Unfortunately, such a stance is not taken when athletes fail. Coaches are willing to take credit for successes of athletes, but rarely are willing to take credit for failures. Coaches are equally accountable for both winning and losing. When we hear coaches presenting as if they are the most important feature in the sporting environment, they usually are exhibiting this characteristic. The third characteristic is the self-justifications of activities. In essence, this is coaching inertia. It suggests that what the coach is doing is the ultimate in coaching, and therefore there needs to be no change. The coach displays an aversion to alteration, objective analysis, and change for the better. Such an activity contradicts the historical records of coaching, because many coaches have been at the top of their profession, but only for a short period, to then go into a period of decline, never to achieve their ascendancy once more. This usually results from the coaches not being willing to change their activities, to change the scope of their coaching, and to keep abreast of new changes in the sport and from sports science. The fourth factor is simple-mindedness. This is demonstrated by the coach who seeks a single ingredient that generates athletic excellence. Typically, all the coach's eggs are put in one basket. Of course, the multiplicity of factors that affect sporting performance contradict this approach. But there are many coaches who believe that there is just one thing that they are missing, and they seek to find that answer that will make the difference between the average performance of their athletes and the greatness of their athletes. So simple-mindedness violates the complexity of human performance and the principle of individuality. Overstressing one single factor in the training of athletes is a surefire solution to not having those athletes achieve their maximum potential. The fifth factor is the they're all athletes model. In this model, all athletes are treated as if they are clones. This violates the principle of individuality. However, because treating all athletes the same is easiest and the most common form of organization in sporting environments, does not mean that it is the best form of coaching. To maximize an individual's athletic performance and to exploit that individual's potential, individual modifications to a general theme of coaching are necessary. This completes the first five factors that are poor coaching characteristics.